a little bit of rock and roll history for this week.
Yes. By the way, that was, and if you didn't know, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I'm sorry, sir. That was Rush, but it was Amy Mann.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, she went to Berklee College.
Yes, she did. She worked at the Store 24 in Kenmore Square. She
How
did.
Do you even know that?
I remember when she used to work there.
I know she, what was her first band?
Till Tuesday.
No, yeah, it wasn't.
Till Tuesday.
That wasn't her first band.
Yeah.
No, it was like Skakes. Skakes. I'm not even kidding.
Right, maybe it was, but the one she got famous with was Till Tuesday.
Well, we all know that Till Tuesday time, you know.
Voices Carry, great song,
Voices
great
Carry.
Album.
Oh, I'm
Coming
love
Up
that.
Close. That's a great song.
What was that song?
Find out.
I mean, what was that group? I'm sorry. Me and Chris are very,
you know, the
nerd music guys.
Yeah, we were talking about her role in The Big Lebowski as one of the nihilists. Her and Flea.
That's right. Yes. Oh, we love
That's a great
We
movie.
Love Come on. Flea's we just awesome. Seen the Chili's.
Yes, we did.
We love
about
Flea.
A month ago now.
Would you like to do the
Yeah, so just starting
silly
off
news
with a little rock and roll history. So once again, that was Rush, and this week, 43
that was
years ago, first Rush album came out. I'd like to know that.
43 years ago?
43 years ago.
Wow.
And
we are old, dude.
I don't know. You know. We were minus six, right? No. So,
Young Snake.
I just Snakes. I found this very interesting.
That was the name of her
Young
first
Snakes?
Group. Young yeah. Snakes.
Who was
Not
in
that
it?
Anybody cares say? About it, because...
Do we know anybody who was in that band?
I was.
Oh.
I was the roadie for Young Snakes. Yeah, I used to, you know, kind of corral the snakes.
Oh, you're this snake tech.
No, I just loved Amy Mann.
Oh, man. So, hey, I don't know if you know this, but this week in 1994, Nirvana played their last show, their last live show.
Really?
And do you want to hear the weird thing?
On this date? Oh, really?
This week in 94, Justin Bieber was born. Just think of
Who
it.
Who cares?
Justin Bieber was born the day Nirvana played. Same week Nirvana played their last show. Does that tell you something?
That doesn't even go together.
Cobain foresaw Justin Bieber, and that's why he killed himself. That's my theory.
I
he
mean,
felt the disturbance
you,
out there.
You might have a pretty good theory.
I might. And also, I know you're probably sad about this. Back in 2012, this week in 2012, one of your favorites died. Davy Jones of the Monkees.
Oh, come on.
Davy Jones died of a heart attack after a show in 2012.
You know what? That's how I want to go.
Being called Davy Jones?
No, after having sex with Marsha Brady.
And lastly, a little rock and roll history, too. And in 1995, the Foo Fighters played their first live show this week.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. Now on to the news.
Wow, you are full of
crap.
Something. No. Of very good information.
Yeah.
Of music information, because I that's why I love working with the funny man, because he's not just a funny man. He knows his music better than I do.
I know my rock and or roll.
Yes, he is. Well, I can't say you're the roll, because you're definitely not. You're the rock.
To be a rock and not to roll.
That's right.
So we have a couple things to talk about here on the news. First, from our favorite state, Florida. We have a man busted.
Yeah, our favorite state.
For cocaine possession. So why is that news? Well, Florida cops last night arrested Mr. Toot for cocaine possession.
What?
Yes. After spotting Neil Toot, that's his real name.
I don't believe that for one
Neil
second.
Neil Toot. Bicycling through a stop sign, a sheriff's deputy sought to pull over the 51-year-old suspect. Toot, however, kept pedaling away and at one point threw something behind him.
I don't believe that for a second.
After Toot eventually dismounted his ride on a Bradenton Street, a patrolman, thank you, retrieved a item.
Which wait, wait, wait.
That's to be a plastic baggie containing crack cocaine.
Wait a minute, did,
was arrested on a felony narcotics possession charge.
Do you sniff crack cocaine?
No, I don't sniff it, you snort it, whatever. Hey, Toot does what Toot wants, okay?
I don't know, because I don't do drugs, but...
Well, call Neil Toot, he'll help you out. If you need help, Neil Toot's your man. Toot is being held in the county jail in lieu of $5,000 bond. A convicted felon, Toot, has previously served prison time for cocaine possession, aggravated child abuse. His rap sheet, oh Jesus, he's a peach. His rap sheet also includes collars for drunk driving,
was
battery.
He from Georgia?
Yeah, on the Florida line. Battery, probation violation, domestic battery, not to be confused with imported battery. Failure to pay child support and violating a domestic violence protection order. Jail records do not list an alias or nickname for Toot, like he needs one.
Wow.
Also in Florida, a man tried to swindle $25,000 worth of microphones, police charge. In a deeply embarrassing fraud scheme, a Florida man actually posed as the drummer for Nickelback in a bid to swindle a company out of $25,000 worth of high-end microphones. According to investigators, Lee Koenig, 45, masqueraded as Nickelback drummer Daniel Adair when recently placing an email order with Lewitt Audio, a Vienna, Austria firm. The order was subsequently flagged by a Nickelback business rep as out of the ordinary. When the rep contacted Adair, the drummer stated he did not make the order and began to look into who had. Adair's sleuthing led him to Facebook pages and a website for Koenig, who has drummed in a series of bands,
including... What was that word you just said?
Koenig?
No. For Koenig?
For Koenig. I'll get out of here. Who has drummed in a series of bands, including Billy Idol and Aerosmith tributes. Not, he didn't play with Billy Idol and Aerosmith.
I'm quite sure he didn't.
One of Koenig's Facebook pages described him as Hall of Fame drummer, Sony multi-platinum sessions touring drummer. Upon examining online photos, the 42-year-old Adair realized that the suspect's drum set was the same as his. Adair also determined that the purported Nickelback publicist named in the email order was actually Koenig's girlfriend. Cops executed a search warrant at his Port St. Lucie home, during which he acknowledged writing the fake email. Koenig was arrested on two felony fraud counts and booked into county jail. Court records show that Koenig is a convicted felon who served more than 2 years in state prison following a 2009
that's a shock
fraud conviction. Yeah, this wasn't his first time out of the chute, Paulie B. Koenig was collared after illegally pocketing nearly $100,000 raised from... raised during charity concert schemes. So that's what it is in news, and I think we might need to do our threesome at three.
Yes, that's what I was going to bring up, by the way, but I didn't want to interrupt your beautiful news segment.
So everybody needs to know about Mr. Toot.
Anyways... So, it's 3:09, I know, it's a little late, but who cares, right?
Three-ish.
It's three-ish, because, like, if you're involved in a threesome, who cares if you're 9 minutes late?
Knock, knock. Buddy, knock, knock.
Yeah, who's there? Really?
I can't do it.
Are you really going to go there? Anyways, boys and girls... it's 3:09 in the afternoon. We are going to do our
Iza.
New... All right, enough.
Ask Iza who?
No, enough.
Ask Iza who?
I'm not going to ask Iza who.
Iza half an hour late for the gangbang.
It wasn't a half an hour. It was 9 minutes. It was 10 minutes now. Anyways, boys and girls, our new segment... of the show, which the funny man won't let me do, apparently, for some reason.
Go ahead.
What?
Oh, play the rocks and rolls.
Oh, I appreciate you letting me do that. Anyways, it's the threesome at three, which I like to call it. I don't know. At this point, I don't really even know if it's a threesome.
I think it is.
Well, it's just you and I. I mean, but so. All right, let's try it. How's that sound? Want to take us out, buddy?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful historic Medford.
This will be the Eagles threesome.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. I will see this victory song.
Somebody had cold hands.
Who could hit that note?
No kidding.
I mean, that was when music was music.
Yep.
And boys and girls, that was your threesome at 3 o'clock. Even though it was a little late, but who cares if you're having a threesome? That's all I'm saying. That was the Eagles. I went from Zeppelin to Aerosmith to the Eagles. So I'm all over the board right now.
Yeah, next week, it's ABBA.
No, it's the Velvet Fog.
It's the Velvet Fog.
That's the Mel Torme.
Scooby-Doo-dop-da. Scooby-Doo-cha. Well, Zibbity-doo.
Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. 3:24 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Giddy Up. I am DJ Pauly B, and across from me is the... do you want to say it or you want me to say it?
Say it.
No, the glorious Titwillow that I call my best friend. That would be Christopher.
I have
the funny man.
I have 1996 Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover gal, DJ Pauly B.
It wasn't...
Very distracted by his steaming sexuality now.
All right.
Very distracted.
Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls.
Put a top on, will you? Oh, don't. I don't care. It's your choice.
It doesn't matter. I have my top on. Whatever I just don't have my bottom on. Which is even better.
Yeah.
Well, you know, not for you, but for any of the viewing audience, but we don't really have one.
Just run radio. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, it is kind of hard.
Oh, man. Hey.
You just set me up for that one. That was good.
I got something for you, man.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we just talked about, wow, Eagles, great stuff from our childhood.
Yes.
Here's something that may not be so great from our childhood that may make a comeback. Do you remember Battle of the Network Stars?
You know, that's very cool that you say that. Yes. I remember rooting for Don Knotts.
In the tug of war against
in the
Ferrigno.
Tug of war. Yes.
No, it's in Ferrigno.
But you are absolutely right, sir. I mean, to Battle of the Network Stars, and you had Bobby Benton.
Yeah.
And you had, you know.
Oh, you had, her name? Wonder Woman, who you can always see through her.
Linda Carter.
Barbie Benton was always on. Did you say Barbie Benton?
I just said
that's why
Bobby
I thought
Benton.
Of that. Oh no, I'm thinking of the other one. She was blonde.
Charo.
She was on Love Boat. The blonde one.
They were all on Love Boat.
The Lander sisters. Remember them?
The Lander sisters.
Audrey Landers, and she had a sister.
I don't know.
Well, you look them up and you'll remember who they are. They always wear the little.
I might have landed one of them.
Yeah, I think we dated them. We took them to the old Aku Aku.
Them where?
We took them to the old Aku Aku.
The old Reverse Theater. the old Golden Buddha.
That's the place. We took them to the Buddha. Got some chicken fingers.
I know, everybody's listening to us going, what are you guys talking about?
It's like
because
five people
we're just
get
old.
It.
Yeah, well, at least five people get it. Anyways.
Yeah, so for your viewing pleasure and your walk down Mammary Lane.
Mammary.
Battle of the Network Stars will be coming back.
But that is insane that but you know what the big difference is now, like all the stars are like in shape now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like I just
are you telling
just
Penny Marshall wasn't ripping it?
Penny Marshall.
She wasn't killing the game.
And like I just said, Don Knotts,
Dick Van Patten.
What?
Dick the father on Donnie is enough.
I know who
was,
you
was Greco-Roman wrestling O.J. Simpson.
Oh my God! Why are they even bringing this back?
Tony Randall boxing.
Tony Randall
boxing Tony Danza.
Hey, Don't ever say anything bad about Tony Danza. Hey, you know how much I love Tony Danza.
I'm just saying. You know, Tony Danza like took a regular job as a school teacher in like Philadelphia.
All right, enough.
I'm not making that up.
And?
No, that's it. No joke.
Good.
No joke.
Good. He's
wanted to get back.
He taught me a lot of stuff growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember the time he killed Danny DeVito's goldfish in Taxi?
No.
Oh, Danny DeVito killed his goldfish. He was supposed to feed
That's what it was.
Yeah, while he was out of town.
Oh, why are we...
Yeah, so Battle of the Network Stars. Breaking news, on that. O.J. Simpson will not be asked back on.
Well, I mean, he could be.
5 to 10.
He could be asked back on. Whoa. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. At least you did. He could be asked back on.
No.
I have to play it.
Yeah, man.
You know I am. Did you want to do another story?
Nope, that's pretty much it. I think Battle of the Network Stars is good enough.
Did you want to do the, excuse me.
The chat? The chart of love?
No, the Wheel of Music, Wheel. Sir.
Yeah, so just so you know, if you're in California this May.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
If you're around L.A. this May and you're looking for something being shot and filmed that you want to see, Blue Jean, Life is Good. You can go see Battle Network Stars.
I can't believe they're doing that. Yeah. Is Scooby-Doo and like...
Scooby, Shaggy.
Everybody?
You name it.
The whole gang?
Yeah. Yep. Hey, I'm going to go a little...
Well, thank you, Jughead, for that.
You know, Archie Veronica. Yeah, I thought breaking. You'd need to know that. So, shall we carry on with the chat?
Sure. Would you like me to tune down Tony Danza?
Yeah, do whatever you want. Do whatever
Brother.
You want. Cheers, Joe. Giddy up.
Okay.
All right. So I think we're gonna go a little longer because this is a really good chart. I'm gonna go to 30 on this one. All right.
So. Tony Danza was in my hand.
Do you want to narrate the rest of the song?
No. What is wrong with us?
I don't know. I'll be close to Tiny Dan's. All right. Number 30.
All right. Go ahead, brother.
Am I on?
Yeah, you are completely up.
I don't hear it. I don't hear me.
Well, everybody else does.
Auxiliary 2?
Yep. Oh, you know what?
I don't think so. All right.
Now you are.
Number 30, Perry Farrell's act after Jane's addiction. Porter Papyrus with Hard Charger. As you know, Hard Charger was featured in a movie called Private Parts, starring Howard Stern.
That was his movie, yes, sir.
That was. At number 29 from their Tragic Kingdom album, which everybody probably owns. Don't Speak by No Doubt. Another song written about an ex-boyfriend who was the bass player, Tony Kanaan.
I know who was written about.
But I'm telling the people, not you. I know
but
you know.
You know what? I really believe it was written about me.
It probably was.
Because Gwen was definitely in love with me.
At number 28 is a song, a little band called White Town, a one-hit wonder, with a song called Your Woman. I don't know if you guys remember this, but this was a staple on the WFNX, which you can no longer listen to. Number 27 on the alternative.
You can online.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, number 27. I know BCN you can, but why would you listen to anything else except for the Giddy Up?
Good point.
Archives are available at WMFO. Number 27 on the alt chart. STP from Tiny Music from the Vatican Gift Shop. What a great song this is. Lady Picture Show. Like I said, I think this is a tremendous chart right now, so that's why I'm on a little longer. Number 26 is Beck from Odelay, The New Pollution. I think that's the best album. His best album is Odelay. Some people may say Mellow Gold. I'm going with Odelay. Next song, number 25. I got great memories of when this came out. This is Luscious Jackson with Naked Eye. Luscious Jackson was signed to the Beastie Boys record label, discovered by the Beasties.
What?
And I remember the album came out. I was drinking at a Charlie's Saloon. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. Absolutely.
I don't know how it happened, but somebody knew the GM there, ended up listening to the album and drinking there all night. Next thing you know, the cleaners were coming in to clean up for the morning.
So that's your memory of
that
song?
That's my memory of that. Okay. When that album came out. Number 24, no clip, is Prodigy, Prodigy with Firestarter.
That was a good song, too. Yeah, how do you have no clip of that?
Because they're not allowed to, they don't allow their number to their music to stream.
I could have got it, trust me.
Bound for the Floor. Haven't we all been there? Local H at number 23.
I've never been bound for the floor.
No. I'm bound to it, maybe, but I don't know for it. Number 22 is The Great Offspring. Dexter Holland and the Boys.
Yes.
With All
Love The Offspring. Come on.
Making their second appearance on the chart, number 21, is that little band from Anaheim, No Doubt. Another one from Dragon Chick Kingdom. Excuse me, mister.
Are you trying to tease me?
Hey.
With some Gwen over here, are you trying to tease me?
I don't know. Just saying. Space. Another one-hit wonder. I love this song. Female of the Species. It sounded like it could have been in a James Bond movie in the 60s. Got a slinky feel to it.
I don't even know what a slinky feel is.
This is it.
You know what? Now I do, because I just seen you twisting over there.
Number 19, a band that's going to be playing Foxwoods. And their new album is coming out on the 13th of this month. It's Depeche Mode with Barrel of a Gun.
Hmm. Do you even know who they are, Christopher?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yes, I just said who they were. David Gahan. Lead singer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gore. It was New Day that you didn't know who they were. We were in Fridays. We were eating. It was like 3 years ago, maybe even more. And you were like, who's this? I was like, this is New Order.
I'm sorry. I love New Order.
You didn't love them enough to know. They were singing that song, though.
With Desperately Wanting at number 18. At number 17, the lovely Sheryl Crow telling you that every day is a winding road.
Well, that's good for her.
Yeah.
She should write maps.
She got her start. At number 16 is my least favorite song of the chart. The Verve Pipe. The Freshman. Somebody compared them to Nirvana. I was like, what?
Are you kidding me?
People? Is that the only
somebody
thing
really did?
They're from, yeah.
No.
Yep. Someone's trying to compare. It's one of those publicist things that the next Nirvana.
Yeah, it's a publicist thing in P-Town. Right. Verve Pipe.
From Chicago. The Riot Girl Act, Veruca Salt with Volcano Girls. As you know, one of Veruca Salt had a little dalliance with our good friend, David Grohl.
I sure did.
Yeah. Number 14, no clip for this. Unfortunately, it's Precious Declaration by Collective Soul. Coming in at number 13.
How can you not love Collective Soul? But this is not Collective Soul.
That's not. That was still Lucas Salt.
Yes, I seen Willy Wonka.
You did, that's where they got the name. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, The Perfect Drug from the Lost Highway soundtrack, the David Lynch movie, which was, well, weird because it's a David Lynch movie. At number 13, I'm sorry, number 12. All mixed up. 311.
I love 311. I always did.
We're playing 311 to 338.
Yes. It's too late.
At number 11 is Garbage.
27 minutes late.
Number one, Crush, which Shirley Manson wrote about. You're a friend and you're a DJ.
Probably. Yes.
And number 10. Also written for Pauly V.
Don't try to break them on me, Christopher.
The Cardigans with Love Fool. Listen, she's singing to you, man.
That's cool.
This woman, what was her name? God, she was gorgeous. She was like model gorgeous. She's from Iceland. The Cardigans. Look up the singer. I think her name was Nina. Am I just...
It doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, but she was like crazy good looking. At number 9...
Yeah, that's the thing, too. I only sleep with women from Iceland.
Crash Into Me by the Dave Matthews Band. Okay, enough Dave Matthews for one day. Santa Maria.
Yeah,
by
we're all set.
You know,
we're all set
like,
with Dave Matthews.
They're like the TGI Fridays of music. It's just, it's there. Dave Matthews Band. It's like the Applebee's of music.
Okay.
It's fine at best. At best, it's fine. And it tries hard. They try to get inventive with their sauces.
I have, you know, catered one of his affairs.
At number 7.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I'm not going there. 33 from the Infinite Sadness. Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness is Smashing Pumpkins, who we've been hearing are getting the original band back together.
They are, so yes. Yes, they
let's
are.
Let's see what happens. James Ehi, if you're listening, give us a call. Tell us what's going on.
I'm sure he's right
listening
on,
to us. He's going to be on shortwave in Chicago listening to us.
Listen to us on the horn. Like the old Flintstones.
The old wireless. Greedy Fly, Razor Blade Suitcase. Great song, huh?
Absolutely.
Mean guitars in this, huh?
I don't think they were mean. I think they were pretty, melodic.
That guitar wasn't hurting, man. Number 5. Staring Satellites, Counting Crows, A Long December. Melancholy Polly over there is starting to...
What?
Starting to get a little... melancholy listening to
I'm not
this.
Getting melancholy. Not of that group.
Silverchair with Abuse Me.
Well, now I can, you know, relate.
At number 3 is The Wallflowers with One Headlight.
Oh, man.
At number...
I'm sorry. I could not stand this song.
Well, we don't have to listen to it.
Well, we don't have to, but you're playing it.
I can play number 2.
It was way overplayed.
It was.
Who's
totally
that?
Totally way overplayed.
Who's that? Dylan's son?
Jake Dylan. Number 2, U2 from their album Pop Mart with Discotheque.
I'll listen to U2 all day.
I know you will, and you have.
And you're right, I have.
You've been sick for a week because you're listening to U2. And coming
and
in...
And I want to go to the Joshua Tree show, so hook me up.
And I'll see what we can do. All right, so number 1, Pauly, would you like to take it away?
I probably could. It's a group called Live that was so underrated.
Who are coming back this year, by the way, the original lineup? Did you know that?
That I actually, you know, got a chance to see. But probably my favorite song from Live. And I'm going to play this through. Yeah, this is Lakini's Juice. I know that sounds like a porn movie.
It was an evening I shared with the sun.
But I love Live. We'll be right back, boys and girls.
From the earliest days, we were dancing in the shadow. More wine,
never used to be so calm, used to be so sane. I rushed the ladies' room, took the water from the toilet, washed her feet and blessed her name. More peace. Such a dirty habit. Thank you.
Yeah, that was way off base for the regular show here at the Giddy Up. That was Duran. And, you know, because we're feeling very emotional here today. How you feeling, Christopher?
I'm feeling good.
Well, that's good because you look good. You know, he always looks good anyways. I mean, what am I going to do?
You know, I had my laxatives and...
what? You had your laxatives?
I'm kidding.
He always looks like George Michael from Wham. Which is not a bad thing. Trust me. Anyways, boys and girls, 3:52. All right, we still have time for a little... The weather is going to be really bad this weekend.
Stay
home. Right.
Don't go out.
So how's that for your weather report?
If Joe was to call up, he'd say it's a double cuddle type of, you know.
A double cuddle?
Yeah, you want to cuddle multiple people.
Hey, I'm down with double cuddle.
The double cuddle.
Yeah, me. All right. Well, maybe me and Chris aren't going to double cuddle. But, anyways, we want to say our goodbyes a little early because Christopher wants to because, you know, he's all grunged out.
All right, everybody. Hey, just, you know, thanks again. You know, we do appreciate everybody for listening and taking time out of their day. And we hope we did what we accomplished to kick your weekend off in a high gear, and the scotch is on me. Go as fast as you can, as long as you can.
Is the scotch on you?
A scotch on me.
All right. Well, I don't know what that means, but
no, none of that. You know, single malt only. I don't want you drinking any of those blends.
I don't know what that means either. I mean, you're the scotch expert, but anyways, boys and girls, thank you so much for coming. Or listening, I should say. It's not like they're coming into the show.
Thanks for stopping by 91.5.
No, you really threw me for a loop there. I would like to say thank you to everybody for listening into the Giddy Up as you do every week. Because if it wasn't for you boys and girls, we wouldn't be here. Because that's why we do it. Because we love our listeners and... Man, I can't tell you how much. Whew. You really threw me for a loop, Chris. Anyways, thank you all for listening in. And, you know, only 3:55. We're saying our goodbyes early. But anyways, you guys have a great weekend. And as I always say... Stay Boston strong. We're going to take a 166-hour break. What do you think, Chris?
I think so.
Yeah. And we have to apologize to a good friend, Matthew McConaughey. All right. We didn't have time for him. He's in the green room. We apologize. But thank you, guys. Hopefully you'll join us again next week, and our good friend and compadre will be here next week. Stay Boston strong, you know, always be a rock and never roll. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye!
You know a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song.